Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Your friendly neighborhood philosopher, Dylan Brooks, here, ready to break down some serious wisdom for your daily grind. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that's the bedrock of any truly fulfilling life. Self-awareness. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're reacting instead of responding? Well, guess what? That's a sign you might need to tune in a little more to yourself. Think about it, we live in a world that bombards us with constant stimulation notifications, emails, social media, news cycles. It's like our brains are on overdrive, and sometimes the biggest thing missing is just awareness. Awareness of our thoughts, our feelings, our motivations, and even those sneaky little patterns that keep holding us back. So, how do we cultivate the self-awareness muscle? It's not about becoming some Zen master overnight, it's about making small, consistent choices every day to tune in a bit deeper. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-awareness journey. 1. Embrace the power of mindfulness. Think of mindfulness like hitting the pause button on your inner monologue. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice the feel of your breath, the sounds around you, the taste of your coffee. Sounds simple? Yeah, it is. But the more we practice bringing our focus back to the now, the better we understand our reactions and how they influence our emotions. 2. Become a thought detective. Ever have those pesky thought loops that keep running in circles? Like, did I leave the oven on? Or what if I messed up that presentation? Instead of letting these thoughts hijack you, observe them. Name them, oh, there's my worry thought again. Then ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? Most of the time, those little mental gremlins aren't serving us. Recognizing them allows you to choose how to respond instead of just reacting on autopilot. 3. Journal your way to clarity. I'm not talking about the dusty diary filled with teenage angst. Think of journaling as a conversation with your inner self. Write down your thoughts, feelings, even those frustrating little moments that leave you scratching your head. By putting things on paper, we start to see patterns and understand our motivations better. It's like therapy for your brain, without the need for comfy couches. 4. Listen to your body. Our bodies are incredibly wise creatures. They speak in subtle ways, a tight chest, a clenched jaw, a sudden burst of energy. Paying attention to these physical cues can reveal a lot about what's going on internally. Are you feeling stressed? Anxious? Excited? Recognizing these sensations early on allows us to address them proactively. 5. Seek feedback from trusted sources. We all have blind spots, those areas where we might not be as self-aware as we think. Talking to people who know us well can provide valuable insights. Ask for honest feedback about your strengths, weaknesses, and how you come across in different situations. Remember, the goal isn't to dwell on criticism, but to use it as a tool for growth. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're walking into a big meeting, your heart is pounding. Butterflies are doing their best impersonation of a hummingbird inside your chest. You feel the familiar tightness in your throat, the dreaded public speaking jitters. But here's the cool part. Because you've been practicing self-awareness, you recognize those feelings right away. You take a deep breath, center yourself, and remind yourself that you've prepared well for this. Instead of letting anxiety control the narrative, you use your awareness to shift your focus to your message, to your passion for what you have to share. You speak with confidence, clarity, and even a touch of humor. D. Self-awareness isn't just about knowing yourself better, it's about using that knowledge to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, remember, my friends, self-awareness is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes consistent effort, but the rewards are immense. You'll feel more empowered, grounded, and capable of handling whatever life throws your way. Now go out there and rock it. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-awareness magic. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep striving for that inner clarity and let's build something truly awesome together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.